All right. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the NC Education Lottery 200 at Charlotte Motor Speedway and driver of the number 11 Tricon Garage Toyota Tundra, Corey Heim. Corey, this is your fourth win of the year, 15th in the truck series, and you led 98 laps tonight. Just talk about what it was like being out front for a majority of the laps and how your car truck felt as you were able to get the victory tonight.
Yeah, I felt really comfortable out front. I feel like we were just as good as most people on the short run, and then our truck really came to life after about 15 to 20 laps there, and just was able to kind of be on cruise control while the green flag cycle played out, and Picker did a great job kind of getting us through that whole cycle as well, retained the lead, and just kind of managed our gap from there. So kind of needed a smooth sailing day, to be honest with you. I feel like we've had such a rocky year in the sense of having the best truck, being in position, and then just circumstantially something happens along the way to kind of take us out of it. So, you know, just happy to kind of, you know, once again, just have a smooth sailing day, and, you know, feel like we really proved a point tonight with our intermediate package. We've been strong this year, but I feel like in the past, this has honestly been our best track, just haven't been able to close it out, and tonight was that night for us.
All right, well, we'll begin opening up to questions. We'll come with Jordan first, then we'll go to Jacob.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. You've got four wins this year, but it seems like you probably have that many potential wins that have gone by the wayside for various reasons. What has been your attitude kind of through that stretch, and what have you learned from that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had a various amount of kind of things that have taken us out of the race. I mean, most of it being circumstantial things, like Holmes said, we had that electrical issue, and then, you know, had the spin last week in the last lap, and just it's kind of been a mixed bag of things. So I think the frustration would have been more built up by me if it was something more consistent. But it just seems like inevitably something's going to go wrong throughout the day. But I feel like I've done a really good job myself, and also within my team, of, you know, not letting that get to our heads. You know, I've been always pretty good, I feel like, about kind of just looking past the previous week and moving on. I mean, we've had great runs overall, so it's not like we've, you know, it's better than going out there and running like crap. You know, that's a really bad feeling. But, you know, at the end of the day, the speed's been there every race, and it's just, you know, been something along the way that's kind of taken us out. But, you know, four wins is nothing short of a great year so far, and we've got a healthy amount of the schedule left, so I'm looking forward to that.
Looking at the schedule, it's early, obviously, but do you feel like the championship runs through you and that this is your championship to win or lose?
Yeah, I feel like people ask me that a lot, especially before Phoenix, and, like, it doesn't really matter because everyone's on an equal playing field, and you just go out there and whoever beats the rest of the other three wins the championship. So, I mean, yes, I feel like we are the best truck, but it doesn't matter. Just whoever goes to Phoenix and has the best truck. I mean, assuming we make it there, of course, and we did a good job today of kind of building that playoff point bubble up a little bit. So assuming we do make it there, hopefully, I think we got the team to do it for sure. But once again, once you get there, you just got to go out and try to win the race, and whatever happens, happens.
Go to Jacob next.
Jacob Zimmerman, Race Face Digital, kind of dovetailing off what Jordan asked you, Corey. Four wins on the year, you probably ought to have double that, like you said. Do you feel like you and this team are trying to prove a point? I mean, like you said, the championship's one thing, but just to prove a point that this team is the dominant force this year, win, lose, or draw?
I don't really go into races thinking that. I mean, I'm not going to speak for those guys, but I just try to go into every race and do everything I can to prepare at my best ability and race to my best ability. You know, I don't let any grudges or anything take me over too bad. Of course, you want to go out there and beat them as bad as you can. Most races, it's a good feeling for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I have a pretty level mindset in the sense that I'm just going to do the best job that I possibly can. And I feel like I feel like some people go out with the intention of, like, you know, very desperate and, like, must win, must, you know, show out. And that's kind of what's gotten me in trouble a couple of times this year with other people, just kind of driving over their head a little bit and taking me out. So I've tried to do my best and not thinking that way and just try to have a level mindset going into a race. And I feel like that's paid dividends for us this year.
This has been a big month for you. Start of the month, you guys unveiled the blue scheme. How important has it been for this team, not just to be able to visit Victory Lane, but to use that platform for Foster Love and everything you and the Safe Light Foundation have done over Foster Awareness Month?
Yeah, it's been a really cool experience. You know, I've been pretty involved on that set of things as well. I traveled to Houston and visited a foster care center and was able to help them make some renovations and making it more of a safe space for the kids and whatnot. So just having those, you know, having it on the truck is one thing and talking about it, but being able to actually experience it was a really cool feeling. And I was, you know, honestly very uneducated about that world, you know, before that. So I've met a lot of really great families that foster children. I've met a lot of great people along the way, and it's been a really good experience for me personally and just my personal life, but also just being able to, you know, represent that on a big stage as well has been very, very, very cool.
We're going to make our way down the line here. We're going to go to Zach, and then we're going to go to Matt Weaver.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Corey, we talked about it a bit already, but there's always been something, or there's oftentimes been something that's kept you out of victory lane so far this season. As that long green flag run is going at the end of this race, is it in the back of your mind that you're just waiting for that other shoe to drop where you're almost expecting something to go wrong? I know you talked about how well you and the team have done to keep your heads straight through that, but with everything that's gone on this year, is there a part of you that's like just kind of waiting for something to go wrong there?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the last 20 laps have been kind of the sweet spot of when all the cautions have come out, when we're leading especially. So I was no doubt, like, you know, watching every caution light, just waiting for it to turn yellow on me there. And, you know, I hate to have a kind of a pessimistic approach to that, but like just for what's kind of happened in these late races, it's been it seems like almost inevitable that something's going to happen. So I didn't really let that affect my driving ability, but like in the back of your mind, you're just kind of waiting for something, you know, a part to break or, you know, a caution to come out, something crazy to happen. But, you know, I think within all that, you just have to, even if it did come out, I mean, I just have to kind of reset, take a deep breath and go out and race to the best of my ability. You know, I feel like, especially for the guys who ended up front tonight, I was actually pretty confident that even if we got a restart, I would be okay. There's, you know, some people I'd like to be around more than others, and I think the people up front tonight did a good job of just kind of respecting, you know, giving room, respecting, and just, you know, kind of knowing where they're at on the racetrack for the most part. So that was a good feeling as well. Yeah, took a nice deep breath for sure, and just tried not to do anything crazy and get into it with a lap or anything. But no, definitely a very rewarding feeling too. I mean, we worked very hard to get our intermediate program where it is, and just to have a night like tonight, kind of just sweep everything we possibly could have, except for, I guess, qualifying. It's a pretty cool feeling.
Yep. Go to Matt, then we'll go to Reed and then Dustin.
Matt Weaver of the Sporting News. This might be kind of like a nebulous concept, but like, we've seen contenders over the years of many different divisions or whatever. They have a team that they feel like they should win or they should contend. Even when you're racing for Pulliam, right? Like, the expectation is that you're going to run near the front, contend for wins. I don't know that maybe Jimmy Johnson in the championship, but it's rare to see someone show up and the expectation is to absolutely win and there's nothing else. What is the difference between those two things, and what are the vibes like when you run into a situation to where it's like winning is the only outcome you'll accept?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at to a sense. I mean, I think there's some race tracks that we know that we should perform better at than others, just kind of in the back of our minds. But I think whether, you know, win, lose, or indifferent, I think we've truly just had the speed to get it done this year. So, you know, being a part of a team like that with Scott Cipadelli and that, the whole 11 team has been awesome, really. I mean, we've retained every person on that team since like mid-2023. So, you know, I feel like especially in the lower series, it's really hard outside perspective looking in to find a group that is just like solid, really works well together, really clicks, makes those adjustments in the short practice way more fluid, and just everyone kind of knows, you know, and everyone's on the same page, I guess, for lack of a better word. But yeah, just the expectation is certainly to go out and perform really well, and, you know, like you said, probably win the race every week. We've got the equipment to do it, and people are investing a lot in me through Toyota and Tricon and a lot of other people along the way as well. So, you know, the difference between that is just, you know, I feel like it's tough when you have a team that's moving around a lot, but when you're just in a secure group that knows what the objective is and what the goal is, it's a rewarding feeling to go out and get it done, but then you got to move on to the next week and kind of expect the same thing.
And then at this point, everyone in the industry says you're a Sunday driver and that you've done everything that you can do outside of winning the championship, which for the reasons you pointed out is kind of tough. What is there for you to do in this division that you feel like, despite the accolades and the results and the performance, that you still need to work on? What are you targeting to be a better race car driver in the truck series to further validate that you're a Sunday driver?
There's just a couple variables that I look at on a weekly basis. It's just a lot of the pit road stuff, the restarts, kind of the stuff you wouldn't think about as more of a rookie. I mean, I feel like my first truck season, I was more or less just trying to get up to speed and kind of keep control of the car or the truck rather. But, where I'm at in my career now, I feel like I'm just trying to polish, and just clean up everything that I may have struggled with in my rookie season, such as pit road and restarts and traffic, how I manage dirty air and whatnot. As far as what I can prove, I mean, I don't really think about that too much. I mean, my goal is to go out and win every race, and that's kind of what I set my sights on. So, there's definitely areas that I feel like I can improve on. I mean, especially with that cup schedule that I've been granted this year, I feel like that's, you hop in the cup car and it's a whole different animal, right? So going back and looking at that, there's a handful of things that I can work on versus the truck, probably just a couple here and there. So it's, I don't know, I'm always working on things as a driver. I mean, there's always speed out there. There's always a tenth here, a tenth there. And I think as a competitor, you want to continue to progress on that and keep getting better.
Go to Reed next.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. As perfect as the night was, max points, record margin of victory, did you have a moment coming to two to go?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I mean, a bunch of people have asked me about that. I don't feel like it was as bad as maybe the broadcast showed, but yeah, I must have got a little bit free or something. But it didn't strike me as like a almost lost it kind of moment, but I guess the broadcast maybe made it look a little worse than it was in the truck. But I probably got a little sideways. It's all right. It happens sometimes.
Come to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Corey, being back in the cup car a couple weeks ago, what did it remind or show you of what you need to do, what to work on, or what that level is like? Since it had been, almost a year since you've been in that car, and even with everything you've done in the truck series, what was that experience like, and how do you move forward from that to be better?
Yeah, I think it more or less just validated some things that I had already kind of known. I mean, such as that, the Cup Series is very, very tough, and there's a lot of talented drivers, and just kind of being around those guys, it's like racing against, Ross and Kyle came down and raced a truck race tonight. It's like racing against all those guys, but, 36 more of them. So, it's just when you get behind in that series, there's such good talent and competition all the way through the field that it's really hard to recover. And that's not to knock the truck series at all. I mean, there's a lot of good young talent, but the inexperience does show, versus me who has, I don't know, probably 60, 70, something like that, truck starts now, being able to take advantage of that experience and kind of mow through the field, throughout the night. But cup car in the cup series, I feel like it's just so much harder to recover from things like that. So you really just got to execute very effectively on pit road restarts, in traffic. If you get behind, it's just really hard to recover. So and also just the way it drives is so much different than the truck. A lot of people like to compare the two, which I think it is a better comparison than the Xfinity car, for instance, but they really do have a lot of differences. So coming from a full-time truck schedule, just being able to be comfortable with that car and squeeze every last bit of speed out of it is very difficult for someone like me who hasn't been in the seat in almost a year, like you mentioned. So there's a lot of things, I think, top to bottom, but I was really happy with kind of the way it worked out at Kansas. Kind of started off a little bit rough, but slowly climbed my way throughout the day and made some progress throughout that day. So that was a pretty good feeling.
And I understand there's no comparison to winning, but when you finish 13th in a cup race, what was the satisfaction of that, and how does that compare to anything here? Maybe, and again, I'm sure it's probably not the same thing as winning here, but because you're expected, what was it like to get that 13th in Kansas? What was the satisfaction?
Yeah, I felt really good. It was very rewarding. I've kind of known my schedule since probably January, February. So we did Kansas work, before Daytona, in the grand scheme of things. So to kind of have that longevity of how hard my 67 guys have worked and within myself and have that payoff at Kansas was really cool. Didn't qualify great, had a pretty rough first stage, and I kind of thought I was in trouble, started getting a little bit nervous. The last thing you want to do is go out there. First time in about a year, I've sat in a cup car with a lot of expectations and go out there and suck, you know. So to go out there and not do that, first of all, was awesome, but to also, effectively do the things that I researched and studied on and, have that payoff and help our finish there in the third stage was a really cool feeling. And kind of like you mentioned, it's hard to compare a truck win versus a 13th in a cup car, but like they're both very rewarding in their own separate ways.
Go to Steven Lee and then back to Zach.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Corey, what compelled you and your team to climb the front climb the fence at the end of the race? I know the Indy 500 this weekend. Is that an Elio thing, or was that just a spur of the moment decision?
No, there's like 80 people in the stands telling us to, so right. We did it.
I saw you like waving a yell. Did someone give you like
a
terrible?
Yeah, that was actually I'm a big Steelers fan, and my family drove down from Pittsburgh. My dad's from Pittsburgh, that's why I'm a Steelers fan. But I didn't even realize they were there. I climbed the fence and looked down, and it's my aunt and uncle right there. And then they passed me a terrible towel through the catch fence. They want me to wave it around a little bit. So that was a cool feeling.
All right, very cool. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, thank you.
Come over to Lee next.
Lee Spencer, Series XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Scott is still pissed off from last week, understandably. And, you said you concentrate one week at a time. But with the 11 car just being so stout and, like, tonight, uncatchable, are you afraid that when the competition can get to you, you're going to have moments like last week? Because it's the only way they can stop you. You know, I think that there's such desperation trying to catch you that they think that that's what they need to do.
I can only control the things that I can control, So I feel like last week I probably could have had a better restart and got myself a little bit of a gap. But, the guy used me up on the previous restart and then he did it, at the end of the race. So I feel like, just at that point, what can you do on my part? I can't just check up and let him pass me and then wreck him, So it's just you just got to hope that they give you the space. And I feel like I'm a pretty respectful driver. I feel like I haven't gotten in any incidents since, beginning of 24. So it's been a year and a half of me just trying my best to give respect to these guys and make sure that it's, rewarded back to me. And unfortunately, there's been moments this year that it hasn't, but it's kind of out of my control. So hopefully, lessons are learned, between the competition, and respect is earned as well. So I don't know. I feel like I once again just do a good job of trying to show that respect and just going forward. I hope I receive it as well.
Come back to Zach and then go to Scotty.
Going back to the cup stuff, I know that there's a lot of differences between Kansas and Charlotte and the bumps here and whatnot, but is there anything that you were able to apply from that you learned during the cup race that you were able to bring into another intermediate track in the truck this time around?
Not really, no. Just a super big difference in the track, like you mentioned. I think just having laps in that cup car is good in the sense that it really just makes you understand that you have to be very concentrated and focused every lap. Like, for how on edge those cars drive, I feel like it gives me a better feel aspect in the sense that I can just get the car or get the truck almost looser and just hold it there. I guess if that makes sense, it's kind of hard to put into words, but I just feel like the cup car, you have to be very, very focused and concentrated on the balance of the car, because it is very easy to wreck those things by yourself. So when you get in the truck, I guess you kind of carry that focus and concentration and can kind of optimize the balance and handling of the truck a little bit better. But that's kind of getting a little specific, but I feel like overall there's not a whole lot now.
Go to Scotty, then we'll wrap up with Trent.
Scotty Sprinkle, Race Face Digital. My first question is, you've been really good in the truck series really ever since your rookie year. You've been good in your four cup starts. At Kansas, you were the highest finished 23-11 car out of four of them. What does the future look like as of right now? Is there a chance you could go cup racing full-time next year? Are you kind of weighing your options with maybe some different teams or things like that? Do you think you'll be back in trucks? What would you say the odds are of going cup racing, staying in truck, or something like that?
Yeah, right now I'm just focused on a week-to-week basis. You know, I've never been a person to mentally project to really any farther than the next week removed from Nashville. So I'm very fortunate to have the opportunities I have through Toyota and Tricon and 2311. And I'm very happy with kind of where I'm at in my career right now. And got a big weekend coming up in Nashville next week with the truck and the cup car on the same weekend. So really looking forward to that. But, yeah, for now I'm just focused on kind of a week-to-week basis and going forward.
And you're 100 points ahead of Chandler Smith now after this race. You're doing some more Xfinity starts. And like you mentioned, you're going cup racing a few more times. How have you kind of been balancing doing all of this, you know, week to week? Have you been putting, you know, more focus on cup when it's a cup weekend compared to trucks or Xfinity, you know, depending on the race weekend? How's kind of the balance for you as far as how you approach the weekend and what you do heading into it?
It's definitely tough to isolate the races. I mean, you definitely prepare a lot differently for a truck race versus a cup race or Xfinity race, like you mentioned. You know, it's very different in the way you kind of approach those races as well. So, but I feel like I've done a pretty good job, especially like at Kansas, which was my first double duty weekend of the year, to make sure that I, you know, respect each series and kind of focus on one at a time. Also, you know, being mentally prepared for both of them. So. Yeah, it's certainly tough, but I've kind of run a lot of double duty over the past couple of years with truck and Xfinity for the most part. So I'm starting to get used to it. The first couple of times were really tough just because I'm still sort of getting comfortable with the truck, and then you hop in an Xfinity car, and it's like a totally different world as well. Whereas now, since I have more laps in every series, I feel like it's getting a little bit more it's almost like riding a bike in the truck now, just with how many laps I have. And then, you know, of course, a little bit foreign for me in the cup car, so that's a little bit tougher. But I think it makes that transition a bit easier for me.
Close the trend.
Trenton Worsham with FrenchDash.com. I've asked Kyle Larson this before after he's won in dominant fashion. Between you and the crew chief, when things are going perfect out there in front, you got like a 5-second lead on your end in the truck series. What is the communications like? What is he telling you? What kind of information are you getting? And to keep that mental, I guess, your brain stimulated with information so you're not just getting complacent out there.
For the most part, it's just kind of taking care of the tires just in case we get a late race restart. I mean, odds were that we're going to probably pit and take tires anyway, but you never know if it's like an overtime restart and you got a lot of cars on the lead lap, there's a chance you're not going to pit. So just really just taking care of the truck. I mean, it's easy to try to go out there and set the fastest lap every single lap and try to, you know, stretch out the lead as far as possible. But, you know, there are guys that are, you know, there's a couple guys tonight that had to, you know, blown tires, broken parts, you know, on top of the racetrack, kind of all over the place due to that. And, you know, I'm out here trying to just dodge them like bullets. So, you know, just doing the best I can to keep the nose clean, of course, keep the tires on it. But since I've been with my guys, Scott Zabidelli, Tony Hirschman up on the stand for, what is it now, 2.5 years, I feel like they've kind of got a pretty good idea of what I like to hear. And it's not a lie, you know, it's just kind of giving me my gap and then just a little bit of a reminder here and there to, you know, take care of it, keep the tires on it, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of it is just crossing your fingers that you don't get that caution.
All right, Corey, well, congrats on the win and good luck in Nashville next week.
All right, thank you.
Corey, which part of your family's from Pittsburgh?
It's my dad's side.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir.